overlooking Syria's southern border from Jordan, Ahmed al-Masri is making plans to cross it. He leads a group of Syrian smugglers who risk everything on a daily basis to bring supplies into the country. From an undisclosed safe house on the Jordanian side of the border, Ahmed explains why they take the risk.
Everybody inside Syria need everything from outside. They need food, they need medication, they need some communication machine like a satellite phone.
This storage facility is filled with donated clothing. Some will be sent across the border to Daraa, just a few kilometers away. In another safe house, rooms are full of medical supplies. This doctor, who chose not to show his face, fled from Syria 2 months ago. Now he works with smugglers to supply doctors inside the country with life-saving tools and medicines.
So in this three small package, we put them in one big package and we smuggle it through the border.
The group supplies three field hospitals inside Daraa and a few other elsewhere in Syria. They send items from gloves to bandages to tools for surgery.
Everything for three small surgery and about 20 patients dressing is found in this bucket. And it is not heavy and it is easy to carry.
In one of the safe houses, Ahmed Bas, who asked to remain anonymous, is arranging to smuggle more supplies north and people south. If they are caught in Syria, he says, they will be arrested and may be killed immediately. In the few kilometers from the Jordanian border, they face snipers and landmines placed by the Syrian forces.
We have so many friends killed in his job and so many arrested, maybe 35 or 36 now.
Ahmed was in Daraa when the recent uprisings took place. His activism got him arrested and his family has been threatened, but he continues the work.
If I will scare and my friend is scared, nobody will do this thing. We must do it.
Alex Pena for VOA News, Northern Jordan.